It depends on the context. But then new employment, what if some resign or retire? There has to be replacement. So you can see there is a net freeze on employment. So what that means is that you only replace when somebody leaves. But you can't see that you are basically going to stop employment. That is not possible because some unfortunately may die, others may resign or leave or move to the private sector, and there could be gaps.
But Prof, if you listen to the senior minister, the argument is that most public institutions are overstaffed and there may even be the need to lay off some workers.
That's fine. If in some areas overstaffed, you need to meet assessment and determine in what areas you think that there is overstaffing. There are some areas where there is no overstaffing. I think it's a generic statement, but we need some context and specific attached to it. I subscribe to the government's policy of growing the private sector. That is the way to go. You grow the private sector to provide the needed jobs. But that does not mean that even where the public sector is crying for labor, you also continue not to employ. That is one of the problems that is affecting the tertiary institutions now as we speak. There is the need to recruit new lecturers. Some have resigned, others have moved to the private sector, others have left, others have passed on to eternal glory. Yet we are not replacing, and that is creating problems for many sectors.
The argument is that those in the public sector, they constitute a fewer percentage of the total workforce of Ghana. Yet the money that the government spends on in terms of the payroll is very huge. Do you not think that it will be very important for some sort of restructuring so that we do not have the wage bill ballooning as we have currently and the need for the private sector to take up the employment of the youth?
All I'm saying is we have to do need assessment of every institution. So you know that, look, unless the Minister of Finance or Minister of Education, I need 10 administrators, I need 20 clerical staff. I need. So you do that kind of need assessment. Then you say that, look, the rest, I don't need it, okay? But where my point is, when you say there is not going to be employment at all, that is totally wrong.
But again, is that not because of the arrangement we have with the IMF in terms of the bailout package?
And IMF, we've gone through this already. The homegrown in the past, the IMF, the policy is a net freeze on employment. There is a net freeze on employment. So you are not growing employment. What you're going to do is that if there is a need to replace, you replace. But we are not recruiting new people. We are not adding to the labor force because the wage bill is already too high.
You heard the head of economics department of the University of Ghana, Professor Peter Kwarteh, talking to Bubu.